And good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. I'm Tom Davis, and I'm joined in studio here with our guests today. And we have with us Kristen Kurt, and also Larry is with us here, too. And I think I had the both of you in here possibly last year at about this time. Yeah, it was, because we did have a big event, and it's always a big event. But sometimes things change, and you're with the Samaritan Counseling and Growth Center. And Kirsten, I want to go with you here. Our big event has changed a bit.
Yes. So typically we have the Samaritan Sports Spectacular annually. It's our largest fundraiser in August each year. Mm-hmm. And this year, with, of course, everything going on, lots of changes, COVID-19, and our board met... and our committee met about the event, mm-hmm. deciding what would be the best route to go, really looking to keep our community safe and keep everybody comfortable, but of course needing the funds and the donations now more than ever for the center, mm-hmm. the Samaritan Counseling and Growth Center. So we looked at it, and of course with sports, you hear them, you know, the quarterback calls an audible. We met and thought, well, you know, that would be a great idea for the event. Mm-hmm. So our center calling an audible of sorts for the event, and just taking it online to still get those donations but not have the event live, mm-hmm. To keep it safe and really just looking forward to then picking up next year, having the event again, hopefully. But this year, taking it online to receive those donations.
Now, Larry, you're the executive director, and those donations are greatly needed. I understand that we've had, I guess, with COVID-19, some unexpecteds.
Absolutely. Yeah, we are in a situation where we are really on the front lines. I mean, I think our therapists are right there with people who are suffering with anxiety and depression because of COVID in many ways. And I think it just heightened everybody's pathology, if you will, so that they're in some way sicker than they were before. So thanks to the work of other people who have given us funds, resources for Sports Spectacular, it's allowed us to stay open. Mm-hmm. We do everything pretty much telehealth, that is via video anymore. Mm-hmm. But we still see around over 400 people a month. And so that through the sessions that we have, mm-hmm. so we're busy and lots going on, because and thank goodness people care about us enough to want to continue to support us. We still need that.
Well, I think everybody sees you as a very valuable community resource too, as well as a personal resource. And if the community isn't healthy, one by one, we kind of go by the wayside too. So
absolutely,
we're very happy to have you in our community to help people.
Thank you.
Very yeah. Good. Now, the event that we've had over the years has always been a big soiree, and it's always been a big fundraiser, but now more than ever, every donation's going to count. We're not going to have the closeness, we're not going to have the festivity, but we still have the need.
Yes, of course. we always set a goal at the beginning of the year of how much we're looking to get, and of course, a lot of that comes from auction items and the height of the event and the excitement while people are there. So, you know, as Larry mentioned, things are increased right now. You know, you have unemployment and struggling businesses, mm-hmm. and isolation at home and depression, anxiety, you know, domestic abuse and child abuse. There's all of that that we need to take into account, and the importance of giving back to our community and helping those mm-hmm. around us, which is in turn going to help our community. So we are, you know, a little less than halfway to our goal, I would say, right now, for the funds that we would like to see from this event. So as for how someone can donate.
That was my next question. We told them the why. Now,
yeah.
They're already reaching for their wallet. Yeah, right, bring them home now.
That's right.
You know, you can, of course, call the center. 918-336-1463. Mm-hmm. We can go that way, or there is a website. So www.supportsamaritan.org. on there, it'll walk people through how to donate. Mm-hmm. You can do a one-time donation or a recurring donation. You can also, if your company will match, there's a place to list that there. We have levels that we've always had as far as, you know, how much suggested that someone can give, but any little bit helps. So there is also an other space, and, you know, any little bit helps. I think in the past, you know, we've had $30 tickets. So, you know, if someone wants to look at it as, well, I would have gone to this event, I would have spent $30 on an individual ticket, maybe I'll just give that.
That's a good starting place.
You know, so yes, there's that. Yes. And then, you know, you can give, you know, if someone has the means to do so, every little bit helps. Because, again, we use that money towards people's counseling to help them, if they can't afford it, to subsidize.
Now, Larry, you've been around, the business has been around, Samaritan Counseling and Growth Center, since what, the mid-70s?
42 years.
That's a good start.
Yes, we've been around. Mm-hmm. So we plan to stay around and do the work that we're doing. We've grown, we've changed, we've added new therapists. We have now eight clinical therapists, all master level. So what we provide is a very, very quality and efficient counseling program. So.
Now, you mentioned you're going telehealth, and for the folks who might not be familiar with that, that means that you can have your session over your phone visually or your computer, correct?
Correct. Yes, I was very proud of our staff. We were doing face-to-face until this thing hit, you know, and then within less than a week, we had everybody trained and up and running. And so we really didn't skip a beat. We actually took all of our people who were coming in the office, and now we are seeing them on telehealth through video. So it's very simple, and all of our therapists know well how to do that. So they will instruct a client how to get online and actually have a counseling session. Insurance covers it in most cases, and we also have some subsidy if we need to help people get the therapy they need.
That's great. Now, I imagine that lowers the threshold of anxiety on everyone, too, because, you know, it's right there. It's in the comfort of your
home,
and you're getting the help that you need.
Right. And it's safe for the therapist as well as the client. So, sure. Absolutely.
One week it took to turn that around.
We did.
Son of a gun. That's something else. I know, folks who've had to do easier things that took a lot longer.
Yeah.
So you right. Would be commended there, you and your group.
Yeah, I may have trouble getting my therapist back to the office when this is over, because I think they like sitting in their pajamas and doing therapy or something.
Well, there you go. But again, the need is there, and the website, and how to make the connection. How do we do this again?
Yeah, so the website is www.supportsamaritan.org.
Yeah.
And of course, there is a spot for donations, and we are also listing our top donors that have donated, how we have done it in the past with sponsors. We are listing that out on the website as well, so people still have that credit.
Well, that's really tremendous. This goes a long way to help a lot of folks, and I know that every year, and you know, things change every year, everybody in town looks forward to this big, massive yes. get-together, and I can imagine the anxiety. Oh, boy, I'd like to help, but there's a big, massive get-together.
Yes.
So for everybody's comfort and convenience and just out of sheer wisdom, this is the way it's got to go. And you made a good audible there.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Now, tell us a little bit more about the counseling service in the Growth Center.
Well, we provide counseling for families, individuals, people who have depression, anxiety, and more serious psychotic type illnesses. We also have a telepsychiatrist available.
Okay.
Someone can go, it's actually online, and with the right diagnosis, they can receive medication by going down to the drugstore. It can actually be prescribed and sent right there here in the city.
Okay.
So, and we provide groups as well. We have several groups of people who want, although all that's being done, we have a support group for grief, for example. All that's being done telehealth via video. But we can do a lot of things video now. We've learned to do a lot of things. And so I think we work with children a lot. We have a lot of children. We also do some, recently just are doing some work with the Delaware tribe for preschool. So all of our people have a lot of different skills and are able to provide the therapy for whatever the need is.
Now, how does one go about becoming a client?
Well, it's very simple. You just basically call our number of 336-1463, and we'll set you up from there. And we'll check out whether you have insurance and what the situation. We do not and have not turned anybody away because they did not have the resources. We're able to actually help anybody who comes and needs therapy.
Wow, that's amazing. That truly is amazing. And events like this help to offset those costs.
Absolutely. If it weren't for these kinds of events, I don't know how we would do that. So that's we really couldn't provide that kind of support for people who don't have resources. So we're glad about that.
And your physical address, should the day come, people can actually walk in an office and be good with it?
They could actually, we actually have people in the building now that could walk up and say, hey, I want to, we may have to have them wear a mask or something to get very far. But
understood.
It's 245 Southeast Madison, just across from Center Park.
Well, okay. Very easy to find.
Very easy to find.
All right. I want to thank you all for being here today. I know this was probably not the message that you wanted to give, but it's the one that we needed to give. And, folks, I'm really asking you to respond to the call. Listen to the quarterback's audible and make those donations online to keep Samaritan Counseling and Growth Center up and running, and not only this year but years into the future. And, Larry, I want to thank you for coming in, and Kristen, you as well. And thank you very much. And you've been listening to our Community Connection right here on K1. The one you trust.